A recent report by the Resolution Foundation has found that young people in their early 20s are more likely to be out of work due to ill health compared to those in their early 40s. This is a significant shift from the past, where older individuals were more likely to be unemployed due to sickness. The report highlights the rising prevalence of poor mental health among young people, which can negatively impact their education and employment prospects. In 2023, 5% of young people were economically inactive due to ill health. The report also reveals that young people now have the highest incidence of mental disorders compared to any other age group. The study shows that in 2021-22, 34% of young people aged 18 to 24 reported symptoms of a mental disorder, such as depression, anxiety, or bipolar disorder. This is a substantial increase from 2000, when the figure stood at 24%. As a result, over 500,000 18 to 24-year-olds were prescribed antidepressants in 2021-22. The report emphasizes that poor mental health has the most severe economic consequences for young people who do not attend university, with 1 in 3 young non-graduates currently unemployed due to a common mental disorder. The research also reveals that young women are more likely to experience poor mental health compared to young men, with 41% of women and 26% of men reporting mental health issues. Furthermore, 79% of 18 to 24-year-olds who are not working due to ill health have qualifications at GCSE level or below, compared to 34% of all individuals in that age group. The report suggests that poor mental health in children aged 11 to 14 can significantly impact their academic performance, as they are 3 times more likely to fail 5 GCSEs, including English and Maths. In response to these findings, the Resolution Foundation is calling for better mental health support in colleges and sixth forms, as well as efforts to improve educational outcomes for young people. The Health Foundation, which funded the research, emphasizes the importance of good employment and education as the building blocks of health. They urge cross-government action to prevent a lost generation due to poor mental health. Experts also highlight the need for a coordinated approach to address the mental health crisis in the UK, with increased funding and early intervention programs. Gary Shever, from the online mental well-being platform Zumos, stresses the urgent need to support young people's mental health. He attributes the crisis to factors such as social media, which has shifted the focus of validation from oneself or family to friends online. Shever also notes that issues like bullying, which previously stayed within the school environment, now extend beyond the school gates. The study's findings are based on the Labour Force Survey, although the Office for National Statistics has recently discontinued the survey due to declining participation. However, the Health Foundation believes the data is still reliable for analysis purposes.